For it's by the excellence of Ruach of Almighty Yah, we assemble ourselves here in the Bayats, the great King of Israel, to worship, to acknowledge our HaMashiach and all that He has granted unto Israel. And so we come this Shabbat, this Shabbaton of Almighty Yah, this time of Shafat, Eres, the comforting of the Ruach of our Abba, and the power of His HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb. And so we prepare our minds and our hearts to receive of the manner of the table that is set for Yisrael by the certain sound of the shofar of our Abba. Todayah for Yeshua, hallelujah, come on. Hallelujah, come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For it is the excellence of your imats breaks the shackles upon Israel. We ask you, our Abba, and the power and in the demonstration of Yahshua the Lamb, you speak unto Israel. For we take great delight in our HaMashiach, Yahshua. For there is no strength unto Israel without Yahshua the Lamb. And so we berak you, our Abba. We pray that we be as such that you seek, that will truly worship you in the Ruach and in the power of your imats, and the presence of Yahshua the Lamb. We pray that we worship you in that most honorable dimension. We ask it all in the precious name of Yahshua the Lamb. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look at your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yah speak to my heart today, for I need that. Shalom. Yah barak you all. Hallelujah. And the most excellent name among man, the name of Yahshua, the strength and the confidence that there is no one that can save Israel but the Most High, Yahweh Almighty. For there is no other name whereby the salvation of man is delivered unto him but in the name of Yahshua. It is not in the names of mockery that mock Almighty Yah, that turns the eyes and the spiritual mind away from him. And we have all kinds of names today that do not turn the love of man, his heart, unto the power of the imats, the truth of Yahweh that breaks the shackles of traditions, because our traditions have made void the word of Yahweh. It has caused it to have no prevailing power in our lives, that we do not have the strength of assurance. We're a generation of doubters that do not trust Yah. Our minds are focused on the things that never brings the strength of His assurance unto our hearts. And that's why there is much doubt. And that's why there is much speculation. And that's why we are anemic. And that's why there is not much strength that can be found among Israel. And the strength, the assurance that Israel waits upon Yah, it is there to feel that the prayer, the offering, of the prayer offering, the praise offering, the sacrificial Todah unto Yah. And in this generation, we find that to be nil, very little, and it almost non-existence. Because our lives are consumed with our lusts, our greeds, our own ambitions, which produce nothing at all but miseries and death, separation, brings about a decaying structure of unity and family life. It does not produce anything that is excellence. Yet we are driven by these forces. And the reason why, because the mind is not the mind of Yeshua. They have been shaped by the world, our thoughts. And it's one thing that Yah commanded Israel. Do not learn. Do not gravitate. Do not be inspired by the ways of the heathens or the nations that are around you. And the heathens inspires us. They shape our minds, our mentality, our spirituality. We've allowed corrupt men and women that are distant from Yahweh to shape our thought process, how we think, how we interact with each other. It has not been shaped by the Ruach of Yah. For when the Ruach comes, it leads and it guides us into the presence of Almighty Yah by the visitation of Yahshua the Lamb. We've been visited by everything but by Yahweh. We take great delight in everything but what He commands us. And because of that, we find an evilness in the earth today. It is beyond descriptive, superlative verbs to destroy the very wretchedness and the depths of the wickedness of man. This is a wicked, evil, sadistic generation. It is one that obeys its father, Shatan. He was a liar. He disputed the Torah of Yah from the beginning. His mind cannot be shaped, nor does it dwell in the body of the instructions of Yahweh. His statutes, His ordinance, His guidance, His Torah, His mitzvah. And so this generation, it acts like its father, Shatan. And we, as the people of Israel, we have tried to learn their ways and emulate them. We have tried to act like them, dress like them, present ourselves like them, instead of presenting ourselves unto Yah as an offering, sacrificial, in the same standards of purity and reverence that Yahshua offered unto the Abba. And because we have gone that way, our minds are twisted. And that's why our minds are inundated with all kinds of evil thoughts and imaginations that projects themselves above the word of Yahweh. That our strength is given over unto battling the things that never produce the identity of Yahshua's strength in us, but it shows us actually what is in us. The mind must be revived. It must be changed. There must be a mishra. There must be a process of principles. There must be a process of principles that governs, that rules, that instructs, that corrects one's mind. And you're not going to find that nowhere but in the Torah of Almighty Yah. For His Torah is the integrity of His Ahava, His love unto Israel. We're not going to find it in philosophies. The ones that this nation and the nations of the world, that they set before us as examples, their brilliant scientists and their brilliant orators, their brilliant politicians, their perverts, their wicked. They despise the Torah of Yah. Their minds have been shapen by the powers of hell. This kingdom, this nation, the rulers, they exemplify the kingdom rule of Shaitan. It is not the Melkut or the kingdom of Yah. The kingdom of Yah only dwells in Israel. And once that kingdom power dwells in Israel, you have the kingdom mind of the king of the kingdom. And Yeshua's mind was to please the Abba, and not our flesh. It must be brought down. It must be destroyed. It must be impelled. What? The affections of it? The lust of it? The covetousness of it? The greed of it? It must be destroyed. Because if it's not destroyed, it is going to destroy you. And the enemy has manipulated many facets of life to bring us under the bondage of this most corrupt thing upon the face of the earth, flesh. There's nothing that is more repugnant, more vile, more wicked, more corrupt, more perverse than the fleshly mind will of man. There's nothing more vile than that. And that's why we must allow the mind, the Mishrah, the Torah mind of Yeshua, it must be in us. And if it's not in us, you're going to be deceived. You're going to be taken by the spirit of this age. You're going to be led by seductive powers and spirits that have crept up from the belly of darkness. And you will get this great sensation that you're right. You're doing things right, but it's not right. It's not according to Yah's truth. Israel has always been led. If he leaves us to ourselves, and we have taken upon ourselves to segregate ourselves from Yah, we have brought shame, we have sinned willfully, we have disregarded what he commanded, we have insulted him, we have denied his Hamashiach, and we have been so rebellious, stiff-necked, and arrogant, that we say unto the Abba, show me where I am wrong. Show me where I have defied you or sinned against you. Show me. I will say if he showed you, and he has, even before you sinned, you will not accept that. We have a mindset today that is not shaped, formed. It is not, or the ruach of the mind is not imparted into man, but by the directions of the Torah of Yah. It has been done by men that are sadistic and evil. They are vile and they are sadistic. There's a mindset in this nation and the nations of the world. Unless Yahweh eradicates it, destroys it, bring it down to the gully of hell, it shall never be destroyed. Because the momentum is in great advantage of those that oppose the will of this corrupt mind of the evil ones. It is expressing itself in every form. It teaches you how to teach your children, how to talk, how to dress, how to eat, how to live, what to want for, what to desire. And yet the Ruach of Yah leads us into the presence of our Abba, in the covering of Yeshua the Lamb. For Yeshua covers our minds. He covers us by his dam, his blood. You can never bring an offering unto Yah without the blood offering.
The blood offering still remains. He is just the covering of Israel. The word of Yahweh never changes. He never changed. Hallelujah. And He still expects the same. And we have the fulfilling of that in the Peshach of Yah. And that is Yahshua. What is the mind in the condition that it is? We're easily driven to sin. We're easily driven to rebelliousness and wickedness. But it's not our mind's focus on the things of Yah. What has caused this radical change in the mind of man? And everything that is sadistic and evil, everything that is wicked against the commands of Yah, and man is performing it. He is a destructive thing. He is a wicked thing. Without the mind of Yahshua, you're not going to stand. Ja'ul, he speaks, I want you to hear me clearly today. But I will take my ultral time. I am not here to rush through anything because we need clarity of understanding. Now, if I speak with wisdom that is above and not that is sensual, you will know whether I speak with the sensual wisdom of man or the wisdom that comes from above. That we must receive the understanding of the wisdom above all things. Wisdom is one of the most principal elements of Yah. But we must have the benign understanding. We must see what Yah is instructing Israel, the way to walk in, the way to live, the way to talk, and the way to carry ourselves before Him. Ja'ul knew that his time was near, that his time would expire. And he knew that there was one that had been taught the scripture or the ketveh, the knowledge of Yah, from their youth up. Yah says, I want you to write unto Timothy and speak unto him. For this dispensation of time that shall arise out of the belly of hell. Men that are sadistic, and their power shall be evident. For they shall draw the masses of the people toward their principles. And they will not only hold unto the Torah of Almighty Yah, but they will abandon the principles. And you will know that you are in that age and that time, because you will see the sadisticness of man go from one stage of corruption to one whereby there is no expressions to express it. But Yah says they will be men that are raha, so wicked, that is beyond comprehension, so twisted. And that is one of the elements in Egyptology of the god Ra. That this god of the pantheon is supposed to be the most powerful god. And yet, he is one that is confused. He is a confused god. His ways are confusing. And he is not settled in his application. It is amazing that when Yah expressed the evilness of man, he calls it Ra. In the Arabic Hebraic language, it expressed the very dimensions of the powers of hell and the superficial religious mind that rejects the authority of Almighty Yahweh. And every religion does it. I do not care whether it's Protestant, Catholicism, Judaism, Hinduism, Islam. It makes no difference at all. I do not care whether it's your traditions, where they have arose from. They reject the Torah truth of Almighty Yah. And in order for this young man to have the strength against this opposition of hell, Sha'ul writes unto him with words of great encouragement, that he may speak unto the fellowship of the house of Israel, we may be warned against the very impending things that are upon the face of the earth. America is a wicked, evil, sadistic nation. The land that they call Israel is evil, is wicked. The land that they call the mass of Africa is wicked, is evil, is sadistic. The land that they call Russia and China, they're evil, wicked powers. And the men that rule, Yah has given them the Mishra, the government of hell, to rule. To open the door that shortened, as he said unto Joshua, for the time is not even yet that you may dethrone me. For I have a season and a time to rule. And Yah has opened up the hearts of these sadistic men. Whether it is Mr. Putin, whether it is Mbeki in South Africa, whether it is Sarkozy in France, regardless to whom he is, he has opened their hearts up to receive the government of hell and the spirit of hell, that the masses of the people may be led by this corrupt demonic power because they have rejected Torah. It is the time of banishment, the time to repay. We think that Yah is not going to repay us, but He is. That's why we have the kind of death in the nations we do. Nations killing, wars, euthanasia. They're killing you in their processed food, the way they feed us, the way they make our minds think that they don't develop the mind of Noah. He was 600 years old when he came out of the ark. Yah said after the floods, for the days of man shall not be as long as it once was, but I will give them 120 years. We're not living half of the span because we have gone away from the Torah. We've gone away from the Torah in our discipline of our minds. They're shaped by trivial things that are full of vanity and emptiness. They're shaped by the lust of the world. That you get this craving, this sensation, this driven desire that can never be quenched. It can never be satisfied. Hell and the grave are never full. Neither is the love of man. It cannot be satisfied. It is insatiable. There's nothing that can satisfy it. So Yah, as he spoke unto Shaul by the presence of Yahshua, he writes unto Timothy with a word of warning, a word of vigilance, a word of soberness, a word of clarity. And that is what we need, brothers and sisters. The world has caused our minds to be fogged. We can't think clear. They have drugs for everything today. Your body doesn't function in the proper capacity. The waste in our bodies, the impurities are not excreted through our bodies. There's no extracting of these things. We have gone away from Torah. Man is so sadistic and evil. He's so wicked. This is an evil generation. And there is no other generation that is like this generation. Neither shall it be like this evil generation. So Shaul, as he thinks of his beloved brother, Timothy, that the inspiration of his love will not fail him, he writes to warn him in 2 Timothy, I want to read a few verses here. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13. He says, I want to warn you, Timothy, that evil men of the spirit of Ra, the god of the Egyptology, of the pantheon of gods of Egypt, for evil men and seducers shall wax Ra'ah worse and worse. Not only are their minds deceived, but they are deceiving men. They deceive the masses of the people, deceiving and being deceived. That they shall deceive the masses because they are deceived. And they walk in this delusion of deception, and they know that it is evil. And so they sway the masses with their charm and their oratorical skills and the ability to articulate in a fashion that is acceptable unto the carnal mind. But he cautions Timotheus in the next verse. He cautions him. He said, but continue you in the things which you have learned and the things whereby you have been assured of. He said, first of all, knowing of whom you have learned them. Now this generation despises that. We have men that think that they have the ability to draw from their own plethora of wealth, from their bosom, to give understanding of scripture. But it doesn't come that way. It comes by men that are led by the Ruach. And they are filled with the Ruach of Yah. They have the gift that Yahshua guarded, that he imparted into men and not into one woman. Only into men. So he said, I want you to be assured. I want you to have the certainty that you know the one that has taught you. You know their fruits. You can see ever dead what bears forth out of them. Let that be your assurance of whom you have learned those things from. Because they were a witness of the things that your mind had been shapen by. Your thoughts had been shapen by, your desire and your drive had been established by the things that you had learned when you were a child. The next verse he says, but that from a child you have known. You have known. The Ketvei HaKadosh. You have known the scripture. What scripture did Timothy know? He knew the Tanakh, the Torah. He understood the Mishrah of Yah. He says, evil men shall wax. Their strength shall not be broken. The boldness of their evil, they have no conscience of that. Mr. Bush, he went for a 7-day journey to Israel in the Middle East. I was reading an article that Mr. Netanyahu, he was once the prime minister of Israel, that he does not compliment world leaders. He is somewhat of a reclusive, that he doesn't interact with them, and he certainly does not speak well of any leader. But yet it said, and I read this out of an Arabic newspaper in the Middle East, that once he met Mr. Bush, and the mandate that he gave to Mr. Ulmer, and you go in, you destroy the hell out of Gaza, you cause the little babies to starve, this is what I'm imparting. Because he said to Mr. Omar, do what it takes to eradicate Hamas. Do what it takes to eradicate it. And so Mr. Netanyahu, he was impressed with that. I want to say to us that not everyone in the Gaza Strip is of the that kind of evil mind, sadistic mindset, of the Islamic corrupt mindset. That those there that love Yah, that those there that are striving to please Yah, that those that want the bread of Yahshua and their covet is drawn from the natural bread, but yet the bread of Yahshua, just like Elijah with the woman of Zarephath. And these dogs from hell, the evil mind, they're waxing worse without any thought of impunity. But there's a judge that stands. There's a Siddiqa, a righteous judge. This judgment is not according to the eyes or the concept of man. But he shall judge by the Siddiq of the righteous authority of his Torah. And he shall judge righteously. And after Mr. Bush leaves the Middle East, we can see the hell rain down on Gaza. A government that was elected by a democratic process, but not to the expectation of America, Israel, and Germany, and these nations whereby they are evil. They're using euthanasia. They're genocizing the people. Don't think that men like Bill Gates and Mr. Buffett, that they have that poor indigenous people there on the continent of Africa in mind. They're experimenting on their drugs and their wealth. You look at these dogs, the way they escape, because they're evil, sadistic men. You take a man like Mr. Gates and Mr. Buffett with all that money they have. The way to avoid any kind of tax system, they put it all into philanthropy. And they're not taxed. They're sadistic dogs. And they're evil, wicked men. And yet the taxes press the little people like us, and press us down just like Pharaoh did to Israel. And a dog like that, he put his money into a 501c like all of these other whorehouses that have been raised up by Shaitan. That's why these evil men like the Benny Hinn and these creeping dollar Jezebels, Benny Hinn, this false pseudo-prophet of hell, T.D. Jakes and the Creflo Dollars and all of these vile serpentile men, they have the spirit of their avat because they're deceivers. And they deceive the masses. And so they put their monies into corporations of that nature where they never have to pay taxes. But one like us, they will oppress them down and take every dime, 30% of your money. And yet a child of hell, and they promote these evil men, and we are amazed at them. To hell with them. The children of hell, they've been birthed by hell, and they're evil men. I was talking with brothers another night, and I said to him, don't think, my brother, that these men, you think that Bill Gates' wealth is simply from Microsoft? He has investments in all kind of corporations, conglomerates. And so it would be very advantageous to invest in one of the most profitable industries of this hour, known as pharmaceutical, for the drugs are rampant, for the twisting of the minds, that's what drugs do. Scripture, the Ketve of Yah, does not twist the mind. It causes us to have emunah and to trust Yah. Very little of that among Israel today. Verse to live is not the power of Yahshua in us. Verse to die is not the gain of the promises that Yahshua spoke unto us. And so these men invest. I recall when I worked at IBM. They all, nearly all of Prudential Insurance. Why would they invest in a corporation like that? And the insurance companies are run by the pharmaceuticals that create drugs that destroy the body, the mind of man, to cause it to think irrational and erratic. That the word of Yah is not the Ruach or the Spirit that leads him into the prayer closet, into the place whereby he intercedes, and he trusts Yah. He has raised up the arm of flesh for his strength, And he has said to Yah, I denounce you, but I will trust in Yahweh. I will trust in the promises of Yahshua that Yah gave unto Israel. For in him I find my healing power and my assurance. I find that. So we see the evil men, they are waxing, they are bold, they are sadistic. They do not even care in this hour. Their brazen, their minds have been seared by the powers of hell because Yah has given the nations over unto the kingdom rule of darkness. Israel, as I speak, the only rule that we are going to have, it is the true Ruach of Yahshua, the witness, whereby the life of Torah is our excitement. And if that is not what excites us, then you're given over unto this mind of deception. You will speak lies to yourself. You will speak lies to yourself and deceive your own self. But you literally think you're doing right and you're doing wrong. You think that you're doing tov and you're doing evil. So these men that they have the mind of Ra, the god of the pantheon of Egyptology, Yah says, this shall be the spirit that shall dominate in this hour, for he is the seed of Shotan, for he is confused, his mind is twisted, and there is no assurance. But Shaul says, be assured of this. Be assured of whom you have learned the processes of Yah from. That you have been taught the Torah, he says here, and that from a child. You have known the Katveh HaKadosh, the scripture, which are able to make you wise to salvation to Yahshua through the faith, the Emunah, which is in Yahshua HaMashiach. And that is what the Torah is able to do. It is able to make us wise unto the deliverance of Yah. The Emunah, the faith we have in Yahshua. Not faith in yourself, but faith in Yahshua. It's going to take that in order for you to escape the evilness that is in this world today. The mind is shaped by hell. You must be assured by scripture, by Katveh. Tell me, my friends, what scripture was Shaul talking about when he talked to Timotheus? He was not talking about the power of the renewed covenant that Yah had written in the letter of Israel and Yahshua being the light of it. But he was talking about that which was established from the beginning, the Torah. He said, you have learned the way of Yah. You have known the mind of HaMashiach. And now having faith in Yahshua, which is the visitation of Yah up to Israel to restore the power of Torah unto them, then you began to walk in the light of the Torah. We need to walk in the light of the Torah. We must walk in the light of the Torah. Moshe men walked in Torah, but they walked in darkness of Torah because their flesh had not been transformed. The light of the Torah transforms our thinking, our mind. It creates the renewed Ruach in us. Isn't it much pleasant to see things in the daylight instead of nighttime? Does not the night season confuse your mind? Does it not destroy or it cause your equilibrium, your ability to balance things out the distance? It's not that lost in the night season. But in the day season, you have the ability to discern distance and objects. And you can focus more clearly. And that's what we need to light. You cannot have the light of Torah without Yahshua. You can grope. You can wrestle, and you will do that in the night season. There are times that when I leave here after prayer or service, I look here, and it's dark through there. And I know that Sister Horn walks that direction. So I will say to one, turn the light on in the path that her footstep will be assured. And that is what the Torah does. It assures our steps in Yahshua, the steps of a Sadiq man, they're ordered by Yah. And his steps are ordered in the Torah of light, which is Yahshua. And when the light is turned on in the path, it enables her vision to calculate and understand and discern distance that her footstep is assured. Because there are pits and nets as you walk through the gravel pits near the dining hall. And it doesn't take much to twist your ankle if you hit a stone that is not in a proper place. It will cause your ankle to turn. And you will be much more susceptible to that in darkness than in light. And that is how the deception has come. And they have eradicated the name of Yahweh. Because there is no salvation, he says, that it will make you wise. That is what the Ketveh does. That is what Torah does. It makes us wise to Yahshua. We know that he is the HaMashiach of Yah. Wise to salvation through faith, Emunah. We can only have the faith of Yah, which is in Yahshua, HaMashiach. We must have that. We cannot walk in the strength or go forth without the Emunah, the faith of Almighty Yahweh. He is saying to Timothy, as you have known the Torah, it has given you direction to bring you to the power and the strength of Yahshua. That's what the Torah does. That's what it does. It doesn't bring us to some kind of gods in pantheon or pantheon of gods. And in this nation there is a pantheon of gods. The Methodist God is different than the Baptist. The First Baptist is different than the Southern Baptist. The Evangelicals are different than the Protestant. The Protestant God is different than the God of Lutheran. They are pantheons of gods, race gods, gods of race, ethnicity, color, family, gods of tradition. And they produce no deliverance at all. And generations are bound to the same thing. And so we have salvation, Yahshua, because the Torah teaches us Yahshua. It teaches us the assurance of Yahshua. For this is the Yahshua, the saving power of Yah. Who is the one that saves? He always saves us. He has always saved Israel. And he has given us a living word to prove that to us. And so the deceivers have gone forth. I will show us, brothers and sisters, how they have shaped the mind of the world today. They've twisted the mind of the people. Yah gave Adam and Shava a clear mind to know him. There's much doubt among Israel. We're not sure. We're not certain whether we're walking right or doing right. What happens when I die? Is this right? Can I be assured? Yet Shaul speaks to a man and tells him he has known the way. He has known the way to walk from a child. From a child. For the Ketveh, the scripture of Yah, they're able, through the faith in Yahshua, to bring you to the fullness of the knowledge of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. We as children, we have rebelled. We have rejected what Yah says. We have had disdain for his corrections. We have not allowed him to speak unto us. We have rose up in our boldness. And there is nothing more evil than this one thing, can I tell us, than pride. That's an evil thing. There's nothing more evil than pride. This nation is full of pride. I have no proudness. I'm not proud of nothing I do because I do nothing. I'm not proud of having a child in college. I'm not proud of that. That's the wickedness. Any pride is wickedness. There's a seed of wickedness in you. There's a vileness in you. So any kind of pride, any form, simply takes a little leaven to leaven it. The whole lump, doesn't it? So just the acknowledging of pride. You get this great sensation because it is your child, your son, your daughter, your mother that did something. And you get this sensation of worth. Scripture tells us to esteem others, each other more highly. If a brother prospers or a sister has a gift that is beneficial, you take great delight in that. This wicked, evil generation, it rebels against that. It fights against that. We must know the Kathay, the scripture. And unless we become as a little child, you're not going to enter into the kingdom. You must become that way. And as you allow this child like mine to teach you the truth of those that have the power to teach you. He said, you have known who you have learned scripture from. And they have assured you the integrity of their lives, their walk, their conversation, what they say, the evident. And so what this Jezebel tells us today, trust no one, then why do I trust anyone? You don't trust anyone, you cannot trust Yahshua. You don't trust Yahshua, you don't trust Yah. I had a man to call me the other day and he asked me all these questions. I said, for what? It's an ignorant generation. You cannot even worship Yah without the power of Yahshua. There is no worship unto Yah without Yahshua. The Abba and the Son, they are Ichat. They're one. Not no two, three different ones. It is one. He is the word of Yah made flesh. The heart. The strength of Yah's assurance. And this is what we deal with in this wicked generation of mine that has been trained by religious corruption. Brothers and sisters, hear me today. I want to show you in scripture. Turn quickly to Tehillim. Tehillim. In Psalms 119 and 150. You know that 119, 142, that's one of my favorite expressions. But this is what David says here. He says, I want to show you why this evil mindset has erupted. And it has such great strength today. Look at what he says in Tehillim 119, 150. He said, the wicked are those that are of the nature of Ra'ah. He says, the wicked, they draw near that follow after Zima, that follow after evil devices. We are a people that draw near to those that follow after mischief. Those that do mischievous things, those that create evil devices, those that are the adulterous, idolatrous nature, we love that. You can sit down, read what a Jezebel slut of a whore. That's not even a decent mammy like Britney Spears does. Or a Paris Hilton dog. She's less than a dog. Yet you have no energy to read what the Torah teaches and instructs you. That you may be complete in Yahshua, in the Emunah of Yah. So Yah commands us, do not even draw near to follow those of mischief, those that have this zina, this idolatrous nature, this evil nature, their minds devise evil things. I'll ask you all the question, one question. Do your mind ever devise evil thoughts? You don't have to answer me. Yah says the Zimra, the Zima, it is evil. It is a device that we have learned from the heathens. Because we show great adoration unto the swines of this world, the evil ones. Men that are set before you to teach, you don't even honor them. You don't honor your husband. You don't show them no honor. You don't show men honor. You think you can talk any kind of way? Don't let this Jezebel spirit overtake your mind. And he says, Israel, don't even draw. You draw near to those that fall after mischief, after Zima. He said, they are far. They are far. They are far from your Torah. Their minds are far from the Torah of Yah. They're far from the Torah. Ramad is far from the Torah. I don't care if it's a Benny Hill. I don't care if it's this serpent dog down here, this Pope in Atlanta that has raped all of these women and sired children by a son, by his old brother's wife. And now he is the one that's taking over this demented whorehouse. This is a child of hell. These are evil men that are waxing worse. And because there are evil men that run the judicial system, but the system of Yahweh, his government, his misra, shall not be run by these children of hell. A man like that, because of his wealth, he's set free. He goes back on his Viagra binge to rape the women, to bring them in the captivity of fear, deceiving, and they are deceived, and deceiving the others. And this is what the sadistic nature that is in the world today. Because these men are far from the Torah. Benny Hinn is far from the Torah. T.D. Jakes despise the Torah. Kressel Dollar despise it. Bishop Long, these dogs, they don't even deserve that adulation of the titles that Yah gave unto the elect, that he put gifts in them. These men are dogs of hell, the Kitty Copelands and all of them. He said, don't be inspired by them. And so they flaunt these riches. It is one thing that gifts of riches will do. They will pervert your judgment, and your judgment is not pure. So they flaunt it. The Joyce Myers, these Jezebels, and they flaunt these riches, and men are captivated by it. And so they are mischievous people. They walk in mischief. They walk in zima, in idolatrous worship. That is what zima is. When those walk in mischief, they walk in idolatrous worship. That's why when you see your sons, your little ones, doing things that are mischief, you watch them and look at their little minds, how their little minds, is almost a stare there. It's almost a blankness there. You tell me that anyone will not play with their little minds, you're wrong. That's why you mothers better get some emunah, some faith, and begin to lay hands on your sons and daughters and pray the prayer of faith. You fathers better begin to operate in the Ruach of Yah. You've operated in the fear long enough. You better begin to do that. Woe unto you. You put your trust in the strength of vile, evil men that follow not the Torah of Yah. When a man goes away from the Torah of Yah, he opens his mind to every kind of sadistic thing. When David went away from the Torah of Yah, look at what he did. He brought death upon Israel. And these vile, serpentine, deceived men today compare themselves with David and his sin, and they have brought death when they have followed and pursued the same thing. They have brought the same death among those that are deceived. They're deceivers, and they're getting bold and brazen because their hearts have been seared. They have no conscience at all. None whatsoever. So this is the reason why this mindset they have removed the Torah far from them. And so in the midst of these conglomerate whorehouses, and that's all Christianity is, it is a business that franchises, that's all it does. These men today, these whorish wicked men, they're franchising these whorehouses in every city, in every major metropolitan, and they're going by the droves, are they not? And they're selling the same thing. They're nothing but conglomerations of franchising to draw from the stupidity of the masses, whereby Yah has given them over unto that spirit. Every son of Yah, he will correct, direct, and guide. Correct me, Yahweh. Make your path plain to me. I want the assurance, even in my baby mentality, of what things I've been assured of in the book. That leads me to the emunah of Yahweh in Yahshua, that I have great confidence in Yahshua and everything he said. For the words he spoke,
They were the words of the Abba. Hallelujah. For he is the living Emet, the truth, the Torah of light of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. And without Torah, we began to see the evilness of the minds of men. Listen, turn quickly to Malachim, 2 Kings. 2 Kings 17. You began to see this mind of the evil men establish. That's why Shaul, speaking to Timotheus, he knew that that was in the midst. But he said, I warn you, Timotheus, it's going to grow worse and worse. As the old person would say, without understanding what we call, quote, proper grammar, unquote, they would say worse and worse. And so it has grown worse from the time of Shaul to this day. Unless you have the mind of Yahshua, you cannot comprehend. You cannot realize what is taking place. Scripture says in 2 Kings 17, 13. Yet Yahweh testified against Israel. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's simply for Israel. It's not for the nations. I will bring the point home clearly. He testified, he spoke against Israel and against Yehuda by all the Nabi. Do you hear that? He sent a witness to Israel. He sent a witness to Yehuda by the mouth of the Nabi, the prophet. When Yah sends a witness to you, you have disdain for him. You say, I am not that way. That is not my character. And yet he sent his visitation by the witness of his Nabi to speak against Israel. Has Yahweh changed his methodology? He has not changed it one bit. That's why before Yahshua ascended, he descended. He gave gifts unto men. You Jezebels, he did not give you the gift of a Shulishim, an apostle, nor of a Nabi, a prophet. You are a deceived Jezebel with the birth of hell in your belly. You are not called to direct, to instruct, to reprove, to set in order any of the affairs of Yah. It is Bayat. You are to teach the daughters of Zion. And first of all, you must be a daughter. How to honor their husband. How to raise their children. How to show forth the Ahava of Yah. That's a task in itself. Within this rebellious generation. Would you not say? He said, yet Yahweh testified against you. The words that he said by the Nabis. By the Nabi, it was against you. He testified against you and against Yehuda, Israel, by some or call all. Does it say that? By all the Nabi. They all testified of their wickedness, their sins, and their wrath, their evilness that they were performing. He said, and by the seers, though that could see beyond what you could see, they had clarity. They could see beyond your natural precepts or concepts. They had visions from Yah. He sent them as he did Daniel, as he spoke unto Nebuchadnezzar, as he did with Yosef for Israel to save the house. He was a seer. He was not a prophet. He was not a Nabi. He was a seer. It's wonderful to have men like that today that are seers. Everyone is trying to see their own platform. There is only one platform. To hell with every man and every woman. Let Yah, the power of Yahshua, be exalted. There's no power but the power of Yah. There's no one great but Yahweh. We find the greatness of his everlasting covenant unto Israel in Yahshua the Lamb. You have a Israel and a Yehuda and separated because their own desires and their own corruption. Their own wickedness. Because they would not adhere to authority. And receive it. And so one represents this false
spiritual people, Yehuda, and one represents this self-righteous, covetous, Torah-thinking people that think they know it, but they are both carnal. He's going to save all Israel. He's going to deliver them. That's what Yehuda and Israel represent. That's what the two houses represent. It represents that and nothing more. I don't care what these scholars say. He doesn't call many bright men, does he? And scholarly and wise men. He called the repugnant of the world, the rejects, that have nothing to offer but Yeshua. And that's all I have to offer to you, Yeshua. I have no educational expertise in them. Don't want it. I do not want a library of 25,000 books. I don't want 10,000, 5,000. I don't want 1,000. I don't even want 100 books. I want the book of life. What book? Yeshua came in the volume of this book that I declare unto you. It is written of him. That's the only book I need. For in that book is life. For in that book is the mind of Yah. That's the only book. I need no other book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Nabis, the seers, saying, they said to them, turn you from your evil, from your ra'ha, your evil ways, and keep. Do you understand Shema? To guard, preserve. He said, keep my mitzvah. Keep my Shema, my statutes, according to what? According to all the Torah which I commanded your avad, and which I sent to you by my servant, the Nabi. Now no true Nabi of Yahweh is going to turn Israel from the statutes, the covenant, the mitzvah of Yah, and all the Torah. He is not a true Nabi. He is a pseudo-lying, deceiver, enemy of Yah. But he is not a true Nabi. He is a pseudo-false man, false Jezebel woman. But the Nabi of Yah turned Israel unto the statues of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that the light of Yah may shine into Israel. And that's what the Torah does. It turns us to the light, Yeshua. And without Yeshua, there's no light in Israel. I don't give a damn about what they say in the land that we call Israel. There is no light in that land. Unless the power of Yeshua is the strength of Torah, there is no light in the land. And that is why they walk in darkness. Believe me, Yeshua did not come with a new doctrine that Yah will fight our battles. Who fought the battles of Israel? Come on, people in the covenant, who fought their battles? Yah did. He always. He gave them victory when there were only a few. He gave them power over the enemy when all odds were against them. He raised up a little shoddy thing called Dawid that he said, you dog, you come with the evil nature of the world, your atom bombs. You got your phosphates bombs. You got your bunker buster. But I come to you in the name of Yah. And the true seed of Israel will say, you got your bomb bursters and your bunker bursters. You got your nuclear bombs, your atomic bombs. You got your chemical bombs. But I lift the sword of Yeshua and I come to you in the name of Almighty Yah. By the power of Yeshua, your kingdom shall come down to hell with America. To hell with China, to hell with Germany, and every vile, evil nation. And this vile thing that they call Israel has been established by the Zionists. It was not established by the Nabi of Yah. It's nothing more than a wicked conglomerate of wicked men, sadistic dogs out of hell. Then why is the Orthodox Jewry there in Israel calling for the demise and the destruction of that land?
For even those men with historical and great knowledge of what Yah has done in the Torah, they know that Yah only raised up his people by his own sovereign power and his might. He does not use a puppet dog out of hell to raise up his people. He is not using these shallow men and women in this wicked, evil nation to say that Yah is with this whore, this Jezebel. Yah's not with this nation. The nation turns from the principles of his Mishrah, his government. It is a nation of twisted-minded people. Their minds are twisted. Everywhere you go, the minds of the people are twisted. You look at people today, I know. I study the face, the expressions. This is a twisted, sickly, demented, evil generation. Hallelujah. You will know what fruit is in one man's facial expression. And that's the truth. Whether you buy it, it means nothing to me. I buy the imat. I will not sell it. You don't want to buy the truth of yourself, your condition. Yah is speaking to Yisrael here. He said that I have given unto them to guard, to preserve, and to keep. And that is what that keep is. Nshoma, you must guard it. It is precious. You must protect. My mitzvah, my statutes, what they entail, his statutes, according to what the Torah of his mitzvah teach us. How to deal with our neighbors, how to deal with the physical bayah, the tabernacle of Yah. All of those things are in the Torah. How to be healthy and walk in the wealth, not this demented thing they call wealth today. These dogs want to use Abraham. He was wealthy in cattle and land. He had more than enough having food and raiment. We are contented. He had more than enough in men servants to serve and to wait on him. We have Melakim that encamp about the by at the bayat of the Siddiq of the righteous of Yah. The reason they are not encamped about us because we have turned away. We have gone far from the Torah of Almighty Yah. And when a man is teaching against Torah, he is a deceived man. Do you all hear me? Brothers and sisters, I don't care if it's your relatives, your kinfolks. If they reject Torah, they are deceived. They are of the demented Ra'ah, the mindset of Ra, of the god of this world, Shatan, that has transformed himself into many forms of this pantheon of religious gods. And they worship a religion, and they do not know whom Yahweh is, that made Ra, that made Buddha at all. Did he not make Shatan? And they have the spirit of Shatan. I'm not afraid to say that in hell they're going to lift their eyes. I believe that. Verse 14, he says, but they will not Yishomah. They will not hear me. But they harden Nekashah, their neck. We've never done that at Yah, have we? You parents, you've raised children. Can you tell when they stiffen their necks? I'm a parent here. What do you mean? Well, I have some spiritual oversight to make sure that you're fed. And I can tell when you stiffen your neck. I can tell when you're hard. He said, but they will not hear, they stiffen their neck like the necks of their avat. Your daddy has taught you rebelliousness and sin. And so you've learned it right. Just like the avat, they stiffened their necks and did not believe. They did not omein. They did not omein. They did not imuna. They did not believe in Yahweh, their sovereign ruler. Their minds could not support the truth of Yah. They were not strengthened by the confirmation of Yah from the Nobi. They were not assured. They have no confidence in what Yah said. They were not faithful unto him. They began to walk in every kind of Jezebel spirit. For evil men and seducers shall wax worse. They shall grow ra'ah. They shall wax worse and worse. In a simple vernacular, they shall wax worse
and worse. They shall grow increasingly void of the Torah instructions of Yah. This is not a nation that was established on the Torah instructions of Yah. They were not implemented in this nation. Established because of greed and rebelliousness and misfits that came from all over of what we call the known world at that time. So it's not that. So this is not a nation that has the principles of Yah. He has a seed and a remnant in this nation that hold fast to the standards that He commanded our of us. That they hold fast. And because He's faithful to every precept of His word, He will always do what He has said according to that dispensation of time and according in His spectrum of the time frame. And He does not want us to become discouraged and to think that He is not going to recompense. Because He is, my brothers and sisters. That's why we don't try to fight our battles. That seed over there, if it was the true elect of Israel, they would not have to fight the battle. Yah will fight the battle. Well, that's renewed covenant doctrine. No, that's in the old covenant as well. He fought for them. Hallelujah. He would tell them, put down the sword because you think it's in your own strength. He didn't want them to think it was in the strength. He wants us to know that it is in His might as a sovereign ruler. He wants us to know that it is in the power of Yahshua. It's about the living word, the sword. We bear the sword. Yahshua is our sword. We bear that. We believe what He said. We trust. That's why we told that Yah for Yahshua. We bless Him. Not for Jesus. Not for Jesus. Hallelujah. In our time past, in our ignorance, Yah winked at that. And now He calls us to repent of those deeds and our actions. In our ignorance, we were ignorant. It's almost like someone having a nice little red ball, nice little bat. They say, come play ball. It is always nice to play with new things, isn't it? Don't you feel even different when you put on something new? You think it makes you feel different, right? When you get a little tattered, a little old, you don't have the same attitude or the same thought about that, right? That's why we must be renewed in the Ruach of Almighty Yah. That's why His mercies are renewed every day unto us. That we don't think like we did yesterday toward Him. That our minds are turned away from the Torah like they were day before yesterday. That's why His mercies are renewed every day. Even in some of the natural things, He gave us a metaphor of how things operate in the Ruach. And because we will not hear Him, because we will not listen to Him, because we were rebellious, we stiffen our necks, we turn up our head, we turn this air unto Him because of your pride. This is a nation that is based upon pride. This is a nation that is based upon its military might. Yet in the act of a true combat, hand-to-hand combat, this nation would go under there in the Iraq. Because those warriors said they're warriors and they will die. It's only because they can sit back and drop down 40,000 pounds of bombs upon a little people, their babies screaming and running. But if they got out in the streets with these men, they would kill the hell out of all of them. And that's the truth. We are an evil nation. Democracy is a demonic form of government that destroys the will of the power of the Torah to any man. You get caught up in this democracy, demonic power. We are free. We don't need democracy. We are free for whom the Son, Yahshua, has made me free. To hell with democracy. I'm free. I don't need democracy to free me. I'm free. I don't need a capitalist system to supply to me. All that I need is in Yahshua the Lamb. My strength, my healing, my bread, the fullness of water, the wine that restores me. To hell with the democracy. That's not liberation. Liberation is in Yahshua the Lamb. The democracy that this Jezebel is spreading is causing governments to crumble. And even she is crumbling. Even the rich. Yah said the rich man, as he says in Eeyore,
Go ye rich man, weep and howl like a dog. There ain't nothing more eerie than a howling of a dog. I'm talking about a real howling. For the miseries that shall come upon you. And this is a man here. This is not Yahweh. When he deals with the nation of Israel, he deals with a woman because he knows what a woman should do. She submits herself and she honors her husband, man, her head. But this is a man that has stood up to Yah and said, I'm a man like you. And this is a wicked nation. So even the rich is going to howl. They're howling now, Mr. Bush. You must do something to stimulate it. Nothing's going to stimulate this wicked nation. Nothing. They're going to cast their gold into the streets and their silver, their monies. There's nothing that backs your corrupt dollar. Nations like North Korea produce a half a trillion American dollars and $100 bills. That's why the dollar is so devalued. I said to Brother Dell the other day, if you spend $150 for a pair of shoes, you're truly actually spending about $60. Because there's no worth to it at all. We better buy the riches of Yah, and that's His truth. And you better not sell it for some corrupt, wicked desire that you think is going to create some pleasurable experience to you. It's not going to create that. It's going to create an evil mind that will turn you from Torah. Anything that turns you from Torah is evil. Anything that turns your mind away from Torah and delight in Torah is evil. Anything that turns your mind from faith in Yahshua is evil. I don't care what it is. You allow that spirit in your mind. You have an evil propensity, an evil desire. And it cannot be, my friends. It cannot be. We need the eternal truth of Almighty Yahweh. We cannot stiffen our necks. We must obey. We must have faith. We must believe Yahweh. We must uphold. We must allow what Yah says nourish us, sustain us. That is what the omen of Yah is. It is His nourishing power. Well, what is His nourishing power? Yahshua. You can have the letter of the Torah without the nourishing support of Yahshua. You have nothing but letters. And it calls you to die every day. That's all it does. You have those in what we call the jury. They're dead men and dead women. It's amazing because I had a rabbi to call me. And he wanted to put me on his stations. I want you all to hear this. And I'll continue. Play this message. But I told Brother Allen to record this because I wanted you all to hear.
How you doing? This is Rabbi Ray McAbee down with FM 101, American Jewish Messianic Radio. I just wanted to tell you that your teachings are truly blessed. And I want to just thank you and continue to encourage you in the name of Yahweh. And God bless you. I cannot say enough, and we've been airing some of your teachings on the air, and we shall continue to do so. So, once again, God bless you for your work, and hang in there, brother, okay? We're all with you, and I'm telling you, the Lord God of Israel, Yahweh, has revealed it to all of us, and we shall continue to proclaim His name and to have that relationship with Him and to keep His commandments. Shalom.
Shalom to you. You can hear the preaching in the background. I will not compromise. I will not compromise the truth of Yah for no man. I do not care what his ethnicity and the color his skin is. Makes no difference. Not to me. I will declare to you the counsel for Israel that will bring support and strength unto Israel. That is what I declare. And nothing else. I have nothing to declare of me. Because there's nothing in me that is worth anything. As far as my flesh dwelleth, no thing. It's just the witness of the promise of Yahshua in me. By the Torah of Yah that is written in me. That gives me any strength of perseverance. Because without that I have nothing at all. And this brother, they have a radio station down there that it nearly blankets almost the whole world. I'm not looking to speak to the world. I'm looking to speak to Israel. Hallelujah. And so as Yah opens the doors, He opens the doors.
Not some personality. It is Yah. Hallelujah. And I will preach to one that calls himself a Yadim, a Jew, just like I will over one that calls himself a Hebrew Israelite, regardless of their ethnicity. It makes no difference at all. For it's the power of Yahshua that makes me free. I'm free. Hallelujah. I don't need no one to liberate my rights. My rights are written in the Torah of Yah. And the rights of the Torah of Yah teaches me every aspect of life. And when I pursue that in the emunah, the faith of Yahshua, then the light shines before me. Listen, brothers and sisters. This generation doesn't understand what they're doing. They don't. Do you know why? What man that was as wise as Solomon? When he could have asked for riches, he said, Yah, give me wisdom to teach your people the precepts, the concepts, the discipline of Torah. And that is what he was saying. Teach me how to go in and out before the people of Israel. Show them how to enter into your presence. These mad dogs today don't show the people that. They're robbing you of your health, the wealth of your mind, your ruach. They are my brothers and sisters. I have some articles here. Yah's will, I have time. I want to read just a few or a paragraph out of some of them. This is a world that's given over unto the satanic powers of hell. We need the mind of Yahshua. You're not going to, your mind is not going to be sustained in this generation. In a natural mindset, it must be the mind of HaMashiach. That's the only way you're going to sustain in this vile, evil world. What man was as wise in his day that even the Queen of Sheba, when she came, she says, your wisdom is greater than all of what I've heard from that. In order for one to have that, then the wisdom must be pure and from above. It cannot be sensual and devilish. I don't want that kind of wisdom. And the wisdom today is sensual because it caters to the flesh. Quote, God wants you to be rich. That is a sensual, devilish, wicked wisdom. How do I know? Because that is what Yahshua was offered by Shatan. The kingdoms of the world. We have the Melkut, the kingdom of Yah, that dwells in us. And Solomon says, listen quickly. Mishli, Proverbs 28:5. He said, men that are of this nature, Proverbs 28:5, Mishli. He said, even men understand not Mishpat. They understand not the judgment of Yah. But they that seek, those that bokash, those that search out. Listen, that bokash is those that whatever means necessary, whatever it takes, I want to find the liberties of Yah. By any means necessary, whatever it takes, Yah, I'll do it. How we will say, whatever it takes, wherever you send me, whatever you command me, I will do you. Well, the Torah commands and it sends us and it instructs us and guides us to the bosom of Yah. That's what it does. They do not understand the mishpat, the judgment, but they that bokash, those that search out for Yah, those that search Torah and require of Him and seek Him, they consult Yah. They are those that that specifically in that ball. When I try to understand the depth of it, it actually means this bokash means those that specifically it is associated. Those that that are prayerful and those that worship Yah. That's the way we're going to know Him. That's the way you're going to search Him out. In prayer. That's why the enemy, look at me all of you. That's why he's taking all your minds away from prayer. That's why when we will have prayer in the homes, when I say the weather is inclement, prayer at home, some of you don't even bow your wicked knees. So whatever it takes, yeah. Does it take this quiet moment, me in the house, with my children, my wife, to inquire of you? This is a damnable wicked generation. This bokash especially means that driven by prayer, Not only prayer, but they're driven by the worship. They're driven by a purity of mind to offer up unto Yah Torah and offerings of praises and admiration unto Him. And there's some of you sit here like blind ignoramuses. Your minds are twisted and you can't even offer up a praise over to Yah. You know you're twisted as hell.
Hallelujah. You know, one of the fellows that were here last week, he said, "Awesome, man." I said, "What does that mean? What is that?" The word of Yah is full of mercies. And He speaks to us today to show us. And see, there is a banishment that is coming, my brothers and sisters. We better get right with Yah and do it now. And so we better understand the time that we're in. And the only way you're going to do that, you must mbokash, mbokash. You must seek Yah. You must consult with Him. And you cannot consult with Him. A consultant, you consult with a consultant to shape your mind that you may perform the thing that you're consulting Him about, right? So that's what He is. He's the great, mighty consulter. He's the mighty counselor, is He not? Is not Yahshua the mighty counselor? So you consult the counselor that He may shape our minds, that we may apply the principles of the consulter to what He has established in us, that we may obey Him. So by whatever means, but an evil, a ro'ash, a generation that is ro'ash. This generation is getting worse, is it not? You can tell me it was the same 3 years ago as it is now. You can tell me to 2007 and this year is already wicked. We can see it in this nation, the false delusion of the markets. How they're falling every day. How they're taking the monies from the little people. The corporations have already enjoyed the monies. This capitalist system is of hell. It is wicked. It is out of the belly of death. It is one that captivate, bring people into captivity. They control our lives, brothers and sisters. It ought not to be. There's no way that most people, the brothers that go out and work, they got to work until around May to pay all of their taxes that they can work the rest of the year. And that is a fact. And we think we have liberty. Yahshua makes us free. How? Having food. Raymond, we're happy. We don't have one damn dime in our pockets. We're happy. Some of you are befuddled. You can't even function right because you don't have a damn nickel in your pocket. We are free. So a man must go out and work until April in order to pay Uncle Sam that he may call him Uncle Sam. That's the truth. Woman too. It takes that long to pay up your taxes for the year. You must work nearly 6 months of the year simply paying taxes. That is not of Yah. That is a wicked taskmaster. Does not Misraim, Egypt, represent the satanic forces of hell? Did they not oppress the people of Yah? Did they not drive them? Does not this government drive and oppresses the people? Sure it does. Sure it does. Yah. Yahshua came to make us free. When Moshe went down into Pharaoh's house, did he bring them out free? Did he bring Israel out free? Sure he did. Did they come out empty? They came out with their bundles, did they not? They were full. And so this government said, I don't care if you're Israelite, you're bound. You're given over unto servitude for at least 4 months out of the year. You think I'm lying? You add up all the taxes you paid and add up your salary each week and see how much you have given unto the government and see how many weeks it took to pay that. And then we have these dogs like Bill Gates. We have these dogs like Buffett. We have these corporations that are borrowing money. Here it is in Singapore. The people suffer. And yet they're borrowing billions of dollars from nations like Singapore and the South where people starve on the streets. These damn dogs of hell. Bring it down, Yahweh. And the people suffer.
And yet the rich, the vile men, pay no taxes. They get welfare. And a little poverty stricken one, they will raise hell just to give a bread. The strength of any nation is the strength of how they take care of those that have no power to fend for themselves. And this nation ripped them to hell. It robs and it takes even the more. Sure does. So you must work that. You must serve Caesar for 4 months out of the year. And what piddling crumbs he gives you, he says, I'm going to take all that. You buy food, he charges you taxes. That's abominable. The food has never been taxed in the kingdom of Yah. Israel have no taxes on food. There's enough taxes of these corporations. If they did right, it would be more than enough money. But the rich, he despise poor people. And this nation is rich, isn't it? It despises the poor. That's why it allowed the poor ones from Mexico to come. They despise them. That's why it keeps a class. Oh, I know India has a caste system, but we have a caste system here too. We keep them in the caste of the system that they were birthed in. Oh, in India, even the lower caste system, one raises up out of that every now and then. One does. To some kind of prominence. But the system is designed that way to keep a poor people to serve the rich ones of the nation. And that's what this nation is based upon. They tell you, you have liberties, but there are no liberties. The only liberties you have is in Yahshua. He makes you free from the capitalist power, from the democratic process. Our process is made sure to us in the Torah of Almighty Yah. We must have the Torah, brothers and sisters. We need light in this hour. Yahshua is the light of the world, isn't he? Look what it says in Mishlei chapter 6, Proverbs 6. You cannot have light without Torah. Is Yahshua the living Torah of Yah? Sure he is. It says in Mishlei 6:23, it says, for the mitzvah is a lamp, and the Torah is light. And reproof of instructions are the way of life. Verse 24, for what reason? Why do we need the Torah? Why our minds cannot be separated from the Torah? It is for to keep. It is to preserve you. Shema. To preserve you from the what kind of woman?
Evil.
The evil Isha. The evil woman. From the woman that is Ra'ah. The evil woman. And from the flattery tongue of the strange woman. What is that, preacher? It simply means from this evil religious system of the world in America. The Baptist religious system is evil. The Catholicism religious system is evil. The Islamic religious system is evil. The white man's religious system is evil. The black man's evil system is evil. The Jewish man's religious system is evil. There's only one system that produced the light of Yah, and that is the Torah walk. There must be a Torah. The Mishra, the government, must be established by the statutes and the principles of Yahweh. You cannot be based upon the philosophy of man. The intuition of man, his learned mindset, it must be a mind that has been thrown down like the mind of Shaul. Must be a mind that has been emptied. And a mind that has been the proper stones laid in place and built upon the principles of Yahshua the Lamb. It must be that mind. If it's not that mind, then it's a worthless piece of trash. It's a wicked mind. So we, brothers and sisters, we need the Mitzvah of Yah. We need that lamp in our hands. We need to have that lamp, not on our hands, but in our lev. Here. And the light of Yahshua. He is the Torah of Yah. He is the light of our pathway. It opens up the pathway to keep us from this Ra'ah. This Ra'ah, this evil woman. Why does Yah use that expression of a woman? Because a woman has the power. She has this ability to seduce and to draw.
It is nothing like a strange woman. Why do you think men go away from their wives for strange women? They meet women, never met them, and they turn from their wives, something that they're familiar with, something that has been tended to them. And that is what this total light is for, to keep us from that, to keep us away from this religious spirit of this age, to keep you away and not be inspired by the Creflo Dollars, by the Oral Roberts. Men like that. These men are wicked. He will send Nobby. He will send men that will speak unto you the uncompromising Torah of Yah. They will guide you and lead you. For the light of that Torah is Yahshua. Without the light of the Torah, then the words are just words. We need the light of the Torah. Open up our mind, our understanding, our knowledge, our wisdom. That's what we need. Without that, you have nothing but words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah is going to bring down this idolatrous nation. America is an idolatrous nation. So is Russia. So is the whole continent of Africa. So is Israel. So is Palestine. He's going to say the remnant of the seeds. Hallelujah. It's almost like the seeds that fell by the wayside in a certain sense. He's going to save that little remnant that he has bundled in his hands. Because of the promise unto Abraham, there must be a remnant of the seed that he is going to save. And that he is going to do, my brothers and sisters. We need to be kept from this tongue of this evil woman, this strange Holy Spirit today. She's a strange woman because she does not speak unto you Torah. The Baptist, the Pentecostal, UPC, Church of God in Christ, Church of God, Apostolic. These are demonic religion, religious powers today. And the men that rule, they're evil men. What a man is moved away from Torah, the evil man. He's going to bring Israel to the light of the Torah. What do you mean? Well, when Israel hear, they will respond to the light. It's one thing when the light shines in Yahshua. Whoa, first thing in the morning when you turn the light on. I don't like to turn it on first thing in the morning. I like to sit there and let my pupils kind of acclimate itself to a little darkness. And then I get up and you jump up and turn the light on. Boom. It blinds you, doesn't it? Hallelujah. It blinds you. And that's what Yahshua wants to do, blind you from your own ways, that you may see the light or the truth of the ways of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because of this idolatrous nation, turn to Yeshaya, Isaiah. Hallelujah. This idolatrous nation, it has raised up these men. And has given them a great standard in this nation. It's idolatrous, and you know it's idolatrous because of what Yeshaya says here. Yeshaya, Isaiah 8:19. It says, listen to this carefully, my friends. It says, when they say to you, now this is what this nation says. I don't care what anyone says, it's an idolatrous thing. They say, see to them that have familiar spirits, and to wizards or sorcerers. And if you look up that word wizard or sorcerer, especially wizard, in the Hebraic expression, it is ghost. G-H-O hyphen S-T. Ghost. Now, it is a phenomenon in what we call religion today, isn't it? Quote, being filled with the Holy Ghost, unquote. And we all have said that. We all been a part of that doctrine and that dogma. But that's the meaning. That's what it says. Ghost. It is ghost. And the meaning of it, even in Strong's Concordance, it says ghost. And so everyone is seeking this ghost today, are they not? Everyone is seeking the ghost. And those that peep and that are mutter. Those that mutter. Hagar. Now that, when I saw that, I say, yeah, I'm ignorant. You take an ignorant, unlearned man like me. And you turn me into a scripture or katve like this.
The only way I can expose this unto the people, I must have understanding. And of course, I'm relentless in my pursuits to understand the simple things of Yah. If I have to spend an hour, 2 hours on just that, I will. Trying to figure out how to pronounce it. How to say it. I want to read this words mutter. And I want you to answer me, is this not so in these demonic whorehouses today? He said, they will ask you to seek out for me your spirits and mutters. It is Haggah. 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 It means, listen what it means, to moan, growl. When people growl and to utter, to roar and to growl. You growl. Do they not do that? They growl. That is not Yah. And so that's what these dogs are doing. They're bringing in these Haggah, these muttering spirits. That's what they do, brothers and sisters. When I saw that growling, I said, growl, growl, growl. This is it, Yah? And they say, give us the mutters. And they growl, they utter, and they roar, and they act like insane people. Do they not? They growl. That's not Yah. It's demonic. These are evil men. They're deceiving them. They're full of hell. How can this be, preacher? Yah says, they seek for the mutters. He says, should not a people seek Yahweh, the sovereign ruler? Should we not seek Yah? Come on, people of Yah. He says, should not they seek Yahweh, the ruler? But they lack the muttering of the ghosts. They lack to see that growl. And they got them growling like dogs now. They got them growl like lions groaning. It's not the groaning of supplication. But one groan is supplication, you can sense the ruach. And yeah, the tears of supplication. It is one of deep prayer that they cry unto him, for their sins are realized and the hand of Yah is upon them. But that's what that is, that this Haggah. He says this growling, this growl, and this utter, and they roar, and they run around these whole houses like madmen. Should not one seek the sovereign Yah for the living, even to the dead? Dead spiritually, no spiritual life. When you're dead in your spirit, should not you seek Yah? When you don't have no sense of effervescence, come on, people. Should not you seek Him? You're always sitting dead, looking and twice dead, and plucked out. Should not you seek Yah? Say, send the Norby, send one to speak to my condition. And when you send someone that you want to act crazy as hell, correct us, Yah. Judge me. Correct me in your judgment. He goes on to say in verse 20, he says, to the Torah and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because they have plenty of light in them. They have no light. If they do not speak according to the Torah and the testimony of Yah, they have no light in them. They're full of darkness. I ask you, my friends, do this or does this world speak to the Torah of Yah? Do they speak of the testimony of Yahshua? That name is the only name where the assurance of the Abba is to Yahshua, to save Israel. So if they speak not according to the Torah, their mutters and their weepers. And that's why they growl. That's why they growl and roar like lions and beasts. That's why they want ghosts. They want these spirits. We're gonna pray the Holy Ghost. Come on, you come on. That's just of hell. I've never liked that. I've even spoken to those in here, and they know who they are. And if they go back and revisit, I would say, brother, look, don't do that. Don't fall out like that. That's not Yah. I need you. I don't need you to do that. That's the truth. It's a learning process for us all. And we learn. Hallelujah. But that is not the ark. It is not the ark. But they call it the ghost as well, don't they? Oh, sure, that's what they call it. Because it is the spirit of wizards. It is the spirit of necromancy. And that's what they do in these whorehouses today. It is the strange woman. That's why the women dress strange. They do not dress like the daughters of Tizayan. They do not dress like the Isha, the women of Yah. They dress like whores and dogs and Jezebels and prostitutes. They're strangers. They're luring and they're drawing, but their sensualness, it is not of Yah. Yah doesn't draw us like that. He leads us by His Ruach. And His Ruach is truth. He speaks that. And of course, these cowards, they come in there with dresses on up to here. Like punks. The men with earbobs more in their ear than women. Hair longer than the women. It is none of Yah. I won't back down. Hallelujah. I will not back down for a cowardice generation. I will not back down for coward people that will not uphold the standards of Yah and say that is really Yahweh. That's truth. I need that. I will not back down to this evil, raw generation of wickedness and wicked devices. Don't even know how to seek Yah. I will not back down. I will die doing this. And I mean it. I mean this. I will not back down to this wicked generation that despises Yah. To the Torah and to the testimony. If they do not speak, if they speak anything excluding this, not according to this word, the word of the Torah, the word of the testimony of Yeshua, it is because there is no light in them. For the mitzvah is a lamp, and the Torah is the light, a reproof of instruction, is the way of life. And that's what the Torah does. They don't reprove them. They don't instruct them for their mischievous, wicked ways. They are partial to certain groups, certain eco-social groups, those that they honor, respect, their respect of person. Do you understand that? We honor all men, and there's nothing greater than honor. We kabod. Kabod. So you honor all men. But they go beyond the honoring of Yah, because when you honor all men, you honor Him the same as you honor Him. That's what it means. And so if I respect, I lift Him up higher than I lift Him up. Well, brother, you say this about that. I esteem the gifts among us. And there's one that has a gift, and they're more energized and more energetic and they're more willing. I will bless Yah for that. One that is slothful and lazy, you can see the poverty upon them. I will not compliment that. Because we don't have the Ruach of Yah, when one you know among you has a willingness and a perseverance, and one acknowledge that, then you say, that's right, Yah, Barak you for that. Bless that sister, bless that brother. We are an insensitive, wicked people, full of jealousy and doubt. You don't know how to provoke one another unto tough work. That's why you want those around you that's not willing to do the tough things. That's why the world loves the wicked. That's why we love the wicked. We love the fellowship. I don't want the fellowship of the wicked. I don't. What do you mean, preacher? I do not want to spend my time with those that do not delight in the Torah if they speak not according to the Torah, the testimony of Yeshua. There's no light in them. I don't want to be around them. I don't want to spend my time with them. What do you mean? I do not want to spend my energy conversing with them. I will not do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, I don't want to talk to them on the telephone. I don't talk on the telephone anyway. But I don't want to sit there and just talk. Idle chit chat about what? Nothing. Because if they have not the Torah, they have no light in them. They're talking about foolishness. And you have no Torah in you because you're talking about foolishness. You sit there like a hypocrite all you want to. You that are listening, it makes no difference at all. Hallelujah. I will, told my brother. Hallelujah. I said to Yah, I knew that there would be those that couldn't make it today. But that's all right. I understand that. I didn't think Elder would be here. Well, bless you all. Shalom, shalom. But I said I was just going to take my time. That's what I said. So we'll take my time. What else we got to do? It's raining, get some snow.
going home and go to bed. Hallelujah. So this is Yah's day, isn't it? This is Yah's house. Yeshua is lifted up. Yeah, this is Yah's house. This is the house that was built on the blood of Yeshua. That's what it's built on. The promises of Yeshua. So this is Yah's house. Not this is the Lord's house. This is Yahweh's house. This is the house of Yeshua. Where the power of Yah dwells. Hallelujah. So this is his day, isn't it? He said, remember the Shabbat. Give it kadosh. And that's what I want to do. Hallelujah. I will finish the book on the lunar Shabbat. I don't like to call it the lunar Shabbat. I like to call it the lunar doctrine. Hallelujah. I'll finish that. I finished two last week, and I'll finish it this week. There are times that my mind just doesn't set well when I'm doing things. I like to get on it then. And there are times that I have to do other things that kind of throw me off balance. And I just cannot get to it at that time. But I will finish it. Hallelujah. Pastor Hunter said, Pastor Roberts, you get that book finished. I need that book. I'll get it finished. Hallelujah. To combat these erroneous lies of hell. Hallelujah. Lies. Hallelujah. So we must have the Torah and the testimony of Yeshua. If we have that, then we have the light of the witness of Yah. And that witness is that Yeshua dwells in us, right? If we don't have the Torah and the testimony, you have no light. I don't care what you say. So these Benny Hins and these men, they have no light. These Creflo Dollars, the TD Jakes, they have no light. I don't care if they live in a $10 million mansion. It means nothing. I'm not impressed by that. I don't want that. I don't want a $10 million mansion. I would stay in one room anyway. The shack I have over there, I basically spend 90% of my time in the office. Living room, I just need a room to sit down and to take care of y'all's affairs. Don't need it. For what? For what? For what I need a bed for that's 10 feet wide, for what? I don't need anything that big. For what I need a bedroom big as this building here, for what? I don't need that. What is that? It's going to take mama all day vacuuming that and cleaning it up. That's crazy. It's lustful. It's wicked. When Abraham would set up his tent, it would just be one tent. And not these rooms like we have. He may put something up for him in Sharah, but that's what it was, just him in a tent. On the earthen floor. Put rocks down. And that's how he lived. That was a wealthy man, was he not? He did not have a house like Solomon built for himself, did he? No, he did not. But he had a kingdom he was looking for, whose builder and maker was Yah. He was looking for the Malkut of Yah. That's what I'm looking for. I don't care about no shack. They're all made out of the same thing. Whether it's $10,000 or whether it is $10 million, it's made out of wood, stones, nail, and mortar. Hallelujah. That is the truth. Hallelujah. It can't talk to you. It can't soothe you. Nothing. I want to be in the bosom of my Abba and Yeshua. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. I want us to hear this. I'm going to finish this message today, all right? I want to show you this in Zephaniah, how this spirit, this evil thing, how it has overtaken the nations and the people, and the consequences of this evil, this ra'ah, this evil that is so worse that it makes you look at it, especially you that have come through some period of time in life. It makes you look at it and say, my Yah, what is this? What is it, Yah? And say, young Lord, I can't go back to the early 60s because I can remember that. It's nothing like it was then. It's become worse. Every 10 years they get worse. And there's nothing any worse than this, that the conscience of man is so sick. It says this in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 1. I understand that this is a metaphor of Israel, Jerusalem, but this is for the nations here. And tell me that this does not fit precisely. Whether you live in Charlotte, New York, Baltimore. Yah says by the mouth of the Nabi, as he spoke unto a people that were rebellious and wicked. He says, woe unto her that is a filthy, a Mara, a filthy and polluted to the oppressed city. Is not the city's oppressing? Are not they filthy? Woe unto that. The cities are filthy. They're full of Mara. They're full of filthiness. Every kind of filthy thing is inspired there. Inspire your children. Listen. I was reading this article. I can read a few. It says here, it's from the news source. I want to show you something, brothers and sisters. It says, shocking, doctors blame hormones in food and water for some toddlers showing sign of breast growth, the Sun Time reports. Do you all hear that? You all understand what a toddler is? They're growing breasts like women. Do you all hear that? You take them to these damn whorehouses, the piece of whore huts, and all of that. You wonder why your sons and daughters are twisted like that. They're growing titties. Let me show you this. It says other preschool youngsters even experience periods. Not only that, that are normally starts in their teens and have temper tantrums just like adolescents. The phenomenon is feared to have become more common since 1990s. With doctors having to give increasing numbers of POTS jabs to keep puberty at bay. They're putting the drugs in them to keep them from growing titties and having periods. They're having periods when they're 6-7 years old. Look, gals today, come on, 8-9 on titties. You mammies want to dress them like some whore on a whore pin. This is real here. They're growing titties. They're having periods. They're having periods at 5-6 years old. I'll show you the reason why. I want to show you why. What this wicked, this world is evil. You better get off your lazy. I want to say something. And began to tend to the affairs of Yah. Listen to this. Now, these are your babies. Now, you trust the doctors are giving them jabs. Why would they use that expression? Jabs. They're feeding them drugs. They keep the titties from growing. What is that going to affect? The mom of one girl who had three was found to have, listen to this. She was 3 years old. Who is three in here? Who is three? We have a three-year-old. She's asleep. Her mind is fantasy most of the time at three. And a three-year-old. Now that child there, having the bone age, her bones, for a nine-year-old, told how she was stunned when her daughter began acting like a ratty teen. Haley Holden said, she used to slam doors and try to hit me. We'll go to the supermarket, and she would fall on the floor, lie on the floor screaming with a tantrum. At times, I just thought that I had an omen child. You do. She does. In the days, there was a movie that came out. What was the name of it? It's called The Omen, right? But what was the one that came out before The Omen? I remember seeing that in the early 70s, about 71, 72, 73, somewhere in that time, 74 or so. Not The Shining. Not Poltergeist. Damien. What was the Damien? But what was the one before Damien? Exorcist. The Exorcist. The Rottweilers. And all the other ones came along, The Omen and all of that. Demonic possessed. They are. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. You let them pump that trash in your mind. We better get real with Yah. Your mothers better begin to pray and quit being lazy. You spend hours doing nothing. You better begin to work out your salvation with fear and trembling before Yah. That's why you're coming to poverty. He says, she was stunned when medics told her, Eli May, now 8, needs 8. Who is 8? Stand up, Hannah. She asked me because she quit school. I told her once she understand how to count, or once she count to millions, she can quit school. She better begin now because in a lifetime she won't finish, all right? How old are you? Come up here. Pretty little girl. Turn around. Brilliant. That's 8. Hannah, do you know where Mississippi is? Have you heard of Madagascar? You know what Beluga is? She knows nothing. Thank you, little girlie. Only thing she knows is rice and hot sauce. That she knows well. She can mix it well, too. She knows nothing. So she had to begin her daughter shots. She needed hormone injections to stave off puberty. When a young girl began to experience that time in life of the cleansing process, she can have a baby. I don't care if she's 9. And her little titties began to grow. And there is a change in her mentality, her thinking. I don't care what you think. And Yah knew exactly when for that to happen. But the evil, sadistic mind of man, I want to show you why. I want to show you. Harley Tubbs, now 10, also has the painful jab. Her mother, Bernice, says, at 5 years old, Harley, she was shaving her armpits and her legs. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's not the norm. You're fools. These little girls, 8, 9, 10 years old, they have titties like women. Their height, their maturity, their bodies. You can say what you want to. 11 years old, they got titties. Her face and her hands were apparently puffy. The nurse noticed she was developing breasts. You tell me these little girls, when they get breasts in this hour, they do not think that there's something that they want everyone to notice. Your parents want to put them on them damn bras that mess them up forever. Training bra, training what? I will. You wonder why the breast cancer and all that damn trash? Titties being pressed up, why did I like that? Put the little gal on the top big enough for little titties, they'll be all right. And mama, look, I got something. I was in training, bruh. I don't care whether you concur or not. Makes no difference. They ain't got nothing there to move. And you mess them up. That's what the world tells you. Hallelujah. That's not what the women have. Oh, they didn't do that. Weren't too many bras anyway. They didn't have no breast cancer back then. Are you hypocrites? That is the truth. Harley said, I used to get bullied around how I look and used to get dirty looks from people. I guess you would have that little girl right there. Said, how old is she? I had a man tell me when I was there in Charlotte that this little girl, she was 9 years old and her attributes were that of one beyond preteens, like a young woman. Everything she had. Buttocks, titties, shape. And she knew it. And she flaunted it. You just want to be the same as your friend. Now look what they say. Junk food diet could be another factor in early onset of puberty, according to hormone expert Peter Clayton. There's definitely a link between the increasing amount of obesity in children and early puberty. Now, because of the evilness of man and the greed, now I want to show you why. These bovine hormones that they're putting in your sons and your daughters. The little minds and the bodies don't even develop with their minds. And that's the truth. That's why Yah said, come on, Yisrael, this is that evil covenant that you're under. I'm going to demand that they give you everything they got, which you've labored for. And I'm going to bring you out into the wilderness whereby you can have a party. Come on, talk to me, people. You can shake your hips. You can do your own thing. Where you can sacrifice purely unto Yah and serve Him. That's what He said. And the reason they're doing is because of the greed of money and the lust. Listen to this. I'm going to read this and I want to finish my message. I wrote Brother Michael, said I'm going to be a little longer today because he thinks that I don't preach long enough. Hallelujah. I want you to hear this. Now, there's one thing about these wicked nations. When they began to let you know what they are doing, they have been doing it all along. So it's not something new. They're letting you know that they can cause you to become adjusted to it. And you receive it. Just like with the clone food and all of that. Look what this says. I want you all to hear this, brothers and sisters. It says, listen to this. First animal, and this is out of the science editors of the times. First animal hyphen human embryo trial to go ahead. They've already done the trials. It says, experiments to create Britain's first embryos that emerge human and animal material will be within months after a government watchdog group today approved two research teams to carry out the controversial work. Do you all hear that now? They're taking the genetics of man and beasts. That's what the gods were made. That's what wrath is. It has a human body and it has the head of a falcon. It's an evil, damnable generation. And God's going to bring this whore down to the belly of hell. So they're taking the genetics of the DNA. That's what the cloning is, brothers and sisters. They're taking DNA from all kinds of beasts and animals that are unclean. And that's why our bodies, our minds are not functioning right. God gave us heirlooms. Seeds, yielding seeds after its kind. And the seed is the same every year. That's what He did. Exactly what God did. So they're taking these genes of animals and humans to produce clones to see what kind of life. There was a group in Australia, just went to court in Austria, to identify the chimpanzee as a human. And they're taking it before the world courts today. I'm telling you, this demonic, evil mindset of this raw spirit, and it's pervasive throughout the world. So the enemy keeps our minds looking at colored print and books and causing us to lust. And we're distraught because we're ignorant. And when one tells us how ignorant we are offended because we're full of pride. And we need to shamaka, to hear, to understand what one teaches us. There will be strength unto us. And they're doing it, brothers and sisters, they euthanasia. They're killing. Don't tell me this nation has never done that before. They tried it with the syphilis, with men of color, infested their communities to see how they respond. This is a wicked nation. America's wicked. She's evil. And it's the rich people that their minds are devious. They're waxing worse and worse, and they're greedy. They're trying to squeeze every dime. And they put you on the hard bondage for 10, 20, 30 years. It's not Yah. And so they're altering the very structure of animals and humans because they're going to create their God. They're going to create their own superhuman, you understand? And they're taking these DNAs from steam ray fish, from all kinds of unclean things. And they're putting that in the corn. They're putting that in the rice. They're putting that in everything. You hear me? And then what they must do, because they're taking the DNA from a steam ray and they put that in corn, then they must take the DNA from a rat to alter the DNA from the steam ray because it causes different effects on the corn. And so you wonder why your daughters are growing titties and they're acting the way. Before they tell you what they do, they always experiment. They always experiment. So they're experimenting on us, our minds, and they're trying to find the mind of Almighty Yah in Yeshua. They're trying to find that as they tried to destroy Herod, just like Pharaoh trying to grab Moshe, he could not. So they're trying to find this mind. And so in order to find this mind of Yeshua, they would demand and twist every mind. That's the truth. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to be 20 or 18. I don't want to be 15. I don't want to be 35. I'm glad the process of my life. I wouldn't want to be another 50 years, 30 years, 20 years, really. Because I know if Yah doesn't come, if Yeshua doesn't come, this world is not even fit to live in now. Hallelujah. That's why you mothers, I warn you all the time, I tell you this. You better know how to lay hands on your children. You mothers better stop being foolish. You husbands of your homes, you better bring the right kind of ruach in your home. The one that the Torah is the strength of your home, and your folly and your juvenileness, it must be eradicated. We're in a time of soberness. A man called me the other day and said to me, I thought he heard me on the radio. He called with all these questions. And he said that there's another man on the stage. He talks about this dog down here in Walterboro stair. He said, I thought maybe he was your spiritual leader. And I said to him, he said, I said that to be funny, to get a laugh from you. I said, my friend, it's time for you to be sober. It's time for people to be sober and vigilant. I said, I don't laugh at immature things like that. He eventually hung up on me. That's all right. Had a Jezebel to write me this last week, says to me, if you don't forgive, stare. She said, quote, Yahweh said, tell you, Pastor Roberts, you must forgive, stare. To hell with stare. To hell with him. Scripture says, you go to a man, you're a brother. And if the man receive, if he receive correction, he repent, then you forgive him. If he doesn't, you let him go on to hell. That man is a dishonest dog. He's a child of hell. He's a lying dog. And he is deceiving the masses of those not heads that will listen to him. He says, stay broadcast on the same frequency. You do. It makes no difference at all. Because I don't declare the message of lies that these dogs of hell declare. I declare unto you the Torah of Yah and the power of Yeshua. I said, you Jezebel, don't. Yes, I want to call a whore. Yah did not give that whore that for me. You understand? He did not give that Jezebel, Susan, whatever her name is. He did not give that whore that for me. And I say, take it to the dog and tell him that. Hallelujah. Were you God to forgive? I do forgive too because he forgives me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I don't mess with the devil though because he ain't going to get right. Are there children of darkness that are birthed of darkness? Are there children that are cursed? Are there children of light? All right then. Hallelujah. So it took light to expose the darkness, didn't it? Sure it did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me move quickly. So it says that they are experimenting with the DNA, the genes of humans and beasts, and they're going to incorporate them, and they're going to inject the human DNA into empty eggs from cows. To create embryos known as cytoplasm hybrid. Isn't everything hybrid today? That are 99% human in genetic terms. You know, y'all never intended for us, brothers and sisters. These are created things that have gone beyond the dimension of y'all's creation. He gave us seeds that yield seeds. Your daughters of Zion, you're not going to be lazy this year. You're going to get the seeds and you're going to dehydrate them. You have them for next year. You're going to get the laziness out of it. The reason we're lazy is because you're not eating right. Your mind is not properly equipped. And I'm just telling you that. You're sloppy, you're lazy, you move unenergetically. We eat like beasts. And yet we don't have the strength of nothing. It's not Yah. Some of you young women, you move like, you don't even move like older women. Your walk is not inspired. It's not energetic. I was walking with Brother Josh one day. And he said, oh, Pastor, no, I take care of business when I walk. I'm not walking to slouch around. But what do you think I am? Yeah, I'm an older man, but I know how to walk.
I didn't realize you could walk that fast. Well, how fast you thought I walked then? Hallelujah. I can walk. Just believe it, all right? I can walk. Believe that. All right? So we must begin with all efforts. That's why the little boys, their minds are twisted. They don't even know what a girl is because their bodies have been altered in the very chemicals of their bodies. This is this sadistic America, sadistic. And these evil people will do anything to make money, to cause your body to be broken down. And they put you on their drugs. That's all they're doing. They break your body down. They feed you the trash. And all of these genetically designed foods like this Monsanto and all of that. Who do you think owns stock in all that? You think the lawyers and the corporations and the agribuster own money in all those kind of things? You don't think so? I said the brothers call him power when they justify their lie and intrusion on Iraq. He had a little vial about that big, as big as my thumb. He had that much anthrax in it. He said this amount of anthrax would totally devastate New York City. I said, you think these dogs of hell, that these mad, twisted minds do not go out and spread viruses and different things and cause you to run to the doctors and see if their drugs adequately supply and they are sufficient to help your body? You are a twisted damn fool if you don't think they do that. They're mad, they're wicked, they're evil, they're sadistic. Yes, I'm going to burn you down to hell, you wicked children. They do that. There's some form of disease there in Florida now. It's putting lesions on the people. It feels like there are splinters coming through their skins. And it's a flesh-eating kind of disease. Right there in Florida. All over the United States. And they leave lesions on your face and your body. The one woman said they're like splinters coming through your body. It's painful. It is so agony. You think these fools, just like they do with the viruses on computers? The very corporations do that. Because they're greedy dogs. The love of money is the root of all evil. When you began to love money, when you began to inspire what money can do, whether it's by your clothes or more of that, we are the just, we are the Sadiq of Yah. We live by faith. Hallelujah. We're not going to be caught begging. We're not going to be caught twisting the word of Yah to get extra money. The offerings lately have been nil to nothing. But you're not hungry. You got clothes on your back. I've not shunned the brothers that go labor. I've done right by them. I don't give a damn what no man says. Because our street is not a what Brother Josh Hoy brings in. It is the emuna of Yah. I trust him. If he quit today, you will still be taken care of. You still have someone to live, son. Hallelujah. Makes no difference at all. Doesn't impede the progress of Yah. Not one bit. Not one bit. Hallelujah. He will cause men to give unto our bosom, will he not? He's causing them to do that. Hallelujah. Yah will supply all of our needs according to his riches and honor, Yahshua the Lamb. And he takes care of his people, Yisrael. Hallelujah. So they're twisting our bodies, brothers and sisters. They are. We got to cleanse our bodies of these foreign agents in us. That's why our bodies don't function. That's why we're having weight problems and all of that. We must go back to Yah's way. You sister, get out there and dig a little dirt and plant and harvest. We must go back to that way. If we don't, we're going to annihilate ourselves. And that is the truth, because the wicked cares about nothing but their own greed. So Yah says in Zephaniah 3:1, woe unto the city, the oppressed city, the filthy, and all the cities are filthy and polluted. Verse 2, and America, New York, she obeys all the voice, she obeys not. Does New York obey Yah? Does Jefferson? No one obeys Yah. She obeys not the voice. She receives not Musha, the corrections of Yah. She trusts not in Yahweh. She draws not near to her Abba. This is not a nation that draws near to Yah. They trust in these money-grubbing dogs. These dogs that speak lies and cater to their flesh. It says, look, her rulers within her are roaring lions. Her shoftims are evening wolves. They gnaw not the bone till the morrow. He says, her gnaw be her prophet.
They are porkas. They are wanton. They are seductive, greedy dogs. They are reckless and treacherous person. Her Kohen, her priest, have polluted the Kadosh place. And they have done violence. They have done Hamas. That's almost like Hamas there in the Arabic sense, isn't it? Who Israel, those Zionists are fighting. They're not the true seed. Do I believe that there are true seed of Israel there in Israel? Yes, sir. But that establishment is not. It is not because the government, the Mishrah of Yah, it is one that is righteous, it is pure, and it is from the bosom of Yah, and Yahshua is the supreme ruler of that government. It's not by some demented mind pervert from wherever they are. It's not Yah. Is that a remnant of a seed? That's all Yah has is a remnant. That's all he has, a remnant. Out of Yehuda, Benjamin, that's all he has. Yehuda, every tribe, he has just a small remnant. And he's going to save a remnant of the seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, you have done Hamas to the violence. You have shook off the Torah. You have violated it. Are these men violating the Torah today? The Mizvah of Yah, do they say his name's of no importance? Heard a man says, this book says, keep the Shabbat and keep it Kadosh. And yet he keeps Sunday, the first day as the Shabbat. I say, what a hypocrite. 1, 2, 3, he made the seventh day and he rested. It has nothing to do with the lunar calculation of the Shabbat. It is something that he put in man. He put in Noah and he put in Abraham and they knew. When Noah was in that boat for nearly a year plus, a year, a little less than a year, he kept the Shabbat of Yah. He taught Israel the power of the Shabbat by feeding them manna. 6 days they had it, 7 days they rested. Hallelujah. This is something that he's hidden from the world. He doesn't intend for the world to understand the beauty of his Shabbat. So they have done Hamas. They have done violence. They have taken away the Torah violently, haven't they not? You say, you don't have to do that. It's not proper. You don't have to do. They have wronged the Torah of Yah. That's what they have done. They have done violently. And when you find a nation and a people that have done violence to the Torah, you find a wicked people. America is evil. It is ra'ah. It is a wicked people. It is a vile people. It is an unclean people. Because they've done violence to the Torah. It says in verse 5, the Sadiq Yahweh, the righteous, the Sadiq Yah, is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity like you. Every morning does he bring his mishpatim to light. Every morning he brings his judgment to light to us. Every morning. Does not the Ruach of Yah judge us? Does it not reprove us of our sins? Is not that one of the first things it does in your mind when you wake up in the morning? Sure it does. He fell not. But the unjust, they know no shame. Yah says in verse 6, I have cut off the nations. Is that plural? Was it singular? He said, I've cut off the Goyim. I've cut off the nations. The towers are desolate. They're strong institutions. Is not America's tower, her money, her wealth desolate today? They're trying to do a stimulus. Are they not? Her towers are desolate. That's what her twin towers, that's why she bombed the hell out of a nation that had nothing to do with it. Her towers came down. Her twin horse, her gods came down. Her god of capitalism and her god of democracy. That's where they all come to New York. That's the Hope Island. That's the Hope, Staten Island. Statue of Liberty. No liberty there. They bring them into utter poverty and corruption. It's a corrupt city, New York. It's an oppressed city. I heard a man the other day say, as long as he lived in New York, there was always a stench on him. And he went back to Puerto Rico. He lives out in the countryside. He said, when I lived in New York, every day I stink. He said, I don't care if I took a bath. There was a stench born in my skin. He said, I have to get out of that crazy place. It's an oppressing city. And woe unto them. The nations, their towers are desolate. Their strong institutions. The monies of the world, they are crumbling today. The gold, the diamonds, they're gas, they're oil. He said, I made their streets waste. Are not the streets waste in New York? Los Angeles? Are they not killing each other? Is not the infrastructure in bad shape? Are not the bridges falling down everywhere? You go everywhere, the streets are wasted. And none pass by, their cities are destroyed. Nothing but the reject what they have put in the cities today. The cities are destroyed. They have no monies. The infrastructure is lost. The schools are bedlams of hell raising and death. That's what they are. So that there is no man and there is none that inhabit it. I want to tell you something, daughters of Zion. When there is no man, woe unto a people. He said, there is no man. There's no one that stands up for the Siddiq of Yah, for the righteous Torah of Yah. There must be a man to stand for the integrity of the Torah of Yah. Hallelujah. Because a man doesn't base it on emotionalism. That's why these dogs today, they let these women get up, call themselves prophets, prophetess, bishops, evangelists. He gave gifts unto men. That's a lie from hell. Well, it makes no difference. There are no male or female in Yahshua. That's a lie from hell. Brother Joshua, you're a man or female? You're a man. He's a male. If there's no man or female, then this man can have a baby just like she did. I will, my brother. They're lion dogs. When it comes to the securing of Israel, you'll secure them all in the same emunah, in the same faith. But that's this lion dog doctrine. He gave gifts unto men. He did not give one gift unto a woman. He did not call a bishop a woman. A bishop must be the husband of one wife. Unless she's a bulldagger. Come on here, people. That's what the book says. I don't give a damn what this wicked world says. It has polluted the minds of people because they have gone away from the Torah. Yah says in verse 7, I said, surely you will, Yare, you will fear me. He said, you will receive what? You will receive Torah. That's what the Torah is, instruction. You receive Torah. They rose up early. And they shall have, they corrupt some of their doing. Is not this nation corrupting all of its doing? Everything it does is corrupt. We will not receive the Torah of Yah. Are we not the bride of Yahshua? And Yah is angry with the wicked every day. Our wicked ways. Can I show you why? I'm going to close here. There's much more, but I'm going to close. I have another sermon here. But that's all right. I want to close. He says this. I want you to hear this. Just hear this. It says this in Sirach. That's why you wives, you husbands, you love your wives. We love our wives as Yahshua loved this to me. That's what we should do. But this is what it says in Sirach 25:23. It says, a dejected mind, a gloomy face, and a wounded love are caused by an evil wife. When evil woman unto Yahshua, you find a man when his face is dejected, you find a man that is gloomy, he has an evil wife. And we are evil unto HaMashiach. We do evil. We cause the wombs to be open. Drooping hands and weak knees are caused by the wife who does not make her husband happy. Well, how do you do that? Just honor him. That's all. How do we make Yahshua happy? Just by honoring him. Kabod. That's how you do it. So when you find a man with his face, he looked dejected. Droopy arm, droopy face. That's just the truth. I believe that. You find a man that has a wife that has a spree, he's going to have that, brothers and sisters. I don't care how humdrum he is. You let the wife begin to pray and do right. Hallelujah. And watch his attitude. He gave the wife to be helpmeet. 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 He knew in all, I don't want the wife, he needed helpmeet. He fought me too. Until he saw you. He needed helpmeet. And he can get nutty. And fruity as a fruitcake. You don't have to tell me that. And that's the truth. But a precious wife, she brings a robustness like nothing else. A Jezebel, she will cause a dejected mind. Man will not have the strength to move in the things of Yah. That's the truth. Young city, will you down on women? No, I love the daughters of Tizayan. I know how beautiful they are. And I don't know what the enemy will do to them to corrupt them. And to not make them understand their beautiful place that Yah created them. To be a strength and a help meet unto the man, that the fullness of the power of Yah may reside in him. That's all right by me. That's why he said when a man finds a wife, he finds a tough thing, and he has favor, not riches. He said when he finds gold, he said when he finds land, there ain't nothing like a wife, man. That's why these dogs today, like that pervert in South Carolina that tried to keep men from marrying, that's not of Yah. That's an evil mindset. It is a natural aggression. That's why we got so many lefaggots today. Lefaggot men. He would that men, yes, yeah, who said I would that all men be like me, that they would be dedicated to the things of Yah. Just that implication. And so we have effeminate men today, Yah meant the temple man to marry. Marry the young woman. To enjoy the breast of her youth. Ain't nothing like enjoying the breast of the youth of a wife. Her love is tender, is innocent. She doesn't know anything. She doesn't know what love is. Her love has been taught. And your expressions unto her, the ability to express the character of Yahshua unto her, creates this purity of her mind, her desire. And not only will she honor you, but she will be mad for you. It's right to do that. Hallelujah. And they're forbidding that today, are they not? And one whore, especially the Catholic whore, does that. May Yah bless you all. I'm going to stop. So we barak Yah for all things. You that are listening, may the strength of Yah rest upon you all. May the assurance of Yahshua fill your life today. Yah, we bless you all. May He strengthen you all today. I've had a wonderful time today. I hope you all did. Hallelujah. I've been blessed of Yah. Word has been a strength. Hallelujah. This is for all you that are listening. Hallelujah. You know, Brother Boone said the marriage is getting sweeter and sweeter every day. Bless you, Brother Boone, Sister Boone. Bless you all, your family. Shalom, Yisrael. thank you this day, our Abba. We thank you for all those that will join with us on the live stream, those that we hear from. Bless them today. And give us all comfort today in this rest as we take great delight in your shield and hand. We thank you for the Shabbaton that we have enjoyed today. Heal all those that need healing here in Yeshua, and those that are listening, and Yisrael, heal them all. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.